Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, Locksmiths, friend of the show and our Check the Locks Halloween episode co-host Jessica Gomez has written a dark thriller novel called Pieces of You. This creepy but emotional tale of grief, abduction, and murder is Mare of Easttown meets Psycho, and it's perfect for all of you who love crime stories.
Nora Aberdeen, a grieving college dropout, ventures to a deteriorating small town to meet a blind date. On her drive home, a bloody young woman darts in front of her car, causing Nora to veer off the road and headfirst into a tree. When Nora regains consciousness, the woman is gone. Nora's estranged uncle, a sheriff's deputy, comes calling with information about a growing list of young women turning up dead in the small town of Woodbridge, including the woman who caused Nora's accident. The local police have written the women off as drug overdoses, but suspicious circumstances and the department's ineptitude point to something more nefarious. Unsure if she can trust the only family she has left, Nora tries to uncover the secrets of the missing young women and her connection to them, when a strange motive unfurls. Will Nora uncover the truth before the killer claims another victim?
Pieces of You by Jessica Gomez releases October 1st. Pre-order as a hardcover, paperback, or ebook online at Barnes & Noble, Target, Amazon, bookshop.org, or ask your local bookstore to order it for you. Sign up for Jessica's newsletter at writerjessicagomez.com and follow her on Instagram at writerjessicagomez for updates. This episode of Check the Locks is brought to you by our friends at Audible.
Audible is your one-stop shop for audio entertainment where you can always find the best of what you love or discover something new.
That's right. Audible offers an incredible selection of audiobooks across every genre, from mysteries, thrillers, biographies, and of course, true crime.
And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month from their catalog to keep forever, including the latest bestsellers and new releases.
Audible members also get access to thousands of podcasts from popular favorites, exclusive new series, and this very podcast you're listening to now.
Plus, the Audible app makes it easy to listen anytime, anywhere. While traveling, working out, walking the dog, doing chores, Audible makes listening anywhere easy.
And best of all, Check the Locks listeners can try Audible for free for 30 days. So head over to audibletrial.com/checkthelocks or click the link in the show notes to start enjoying Audible today.
Warning, Check the Locks podcast is a true crime podcast and may contain graphic descriptions of violence, murder, sexual assault, and more. Check the Locks podcast is not appropriate for all listeners. Listener discretion is strongly advised.
Welcome back to Check the Locks podcast. As always, I'm John Connor saying thank you for joining us as we dive into yet another truly terrifying true crime case. Before we get started, you may notice that I am by myself. This is a solo episode. Unfortunately, my amazing co-host Olivia was feeling a little under the weather today, and so we are sending her nothing but love, good vibes, positivity. Want her to get feeling better real soon, but I am also not someone who likes to miss an episode if we can avoid it. So hopefully the listeners, the locksmiths, y'all don't mind rocking with me individually as we go through kind of cover a breaking case this week. Hopefully it is something that has not been on your radar and you'll find it interesting. And, you know, we can have a really good discussion about it in the Facebook group or, you know, anything like that. So before we jump into it, I do hope if you are listening, you've had a fantastic week, a great weekend. Here in Nashville, it has been very rainy, got a lot of thunder rolling through and stuff like that. So it's kind of a dark, ominous night, but I think it's a great kind of vibe to get into a true crime story. So with that, I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to quit the Gabby Gabby, get to the Stabby Stabby because I am here by myself and we will jump on into it. For this week's case, we're headed to League City, Texas. On Friday, May 21st of this year, local police received a disturbing call. Officers were dispatched to a marina at the 700 block of Davis Drive. And when they arrived, they made a shocking discovery. There, hanging from a rope off of the dock, was the lifeless body of a woman. She would later be identified as 30-year-old Giselle Salazar Tapia. Giselle was born on September 25th, 1993 in Michoacán, Mexico. She was a single mother of four children who spent her formative years in Houston. According to family, Giselle lit up every room she ever walked into. She was passionate about makeup, art, crafts, and music, and she loved spending time with her children. Now, police were disturbed by the scene, and they initially thought that they were dealing with a suicide. But then they noticed that something didn't seem exactly right. One of Giselle's arms was actually extended over her head as her body dangled in the water. Because of this, detectives now believed that the 30-year-old had been murdered at a different location and that her body was left to hang after rigor mortis had set in. Now, during the investigation, police were informed of a man known to be Giselle's boyfriend, 51-year-old James Hart. He lived on a boat docked in that marina, and while detectives investigated, he seemed very agitated and distraught. Police would also later look into the couple's relationship, and what they found didn't look good for the ex-boyfriend. The couple had a history of domestic violence, with several reports being filed in the past, and on some occasions, League City PD had been called to the houseboat. And because of this, authorities knew that they had to take a long look at Hart. On Friday, July 26th, so just this past Friday if you're listening on Monday, he was arrested and charged in connection to Giselle's murder. This includes tampering or fabricating physical evidence with intent to impair a human corpse. Now, Hart has claimed that he is innocent, saying that he loved Giselle with all of his life and he would have never hurt her. His recommended bond is currently set at $80,000. Now, strangely for the locksmiths and the listeners out there, the story doesn't seem to end there. Only a few weeks after Giselle's body was found, another woman was found lifeless at the same marina. Now, at this point, her identity has not been released, but it's believed that it was a drug overdose. However, the medical examiner will have to do a proper autopsy to determine the cause of death. But either way, residents of the marina are on edge, and two deaths in only a few weeks have only made it worse. Now, obviously, listeners, this is a developing story, and we're going to continue to loop back for updates, but this one really got to me. You know, sometimes, looking all over the place, trying to find cases to talk about in the pod and stuff like that, and this one just really jumped out. And I think for me, it is the fact that it is highly probable that not only did this young woman, this mother of four children, who by all accounts, her family has said that, you know, she was very loving and giving, not only was she murdered, but then her body was put out on display in this marina just to, like, for anyone to see is absolutely heartbreaking, you know? And I think I've talked about it before on the podcast, but when I first moved to Tennessee, you know, my father-in-law is a big fisherman. My brother-in-law really likes to fish. You know, that's what I did to bond with, you know, this new family that I had. And a lot of the fishing that we would do is at a local marina. So I'm reading the story and I'm just like, man, I just cannot even begin to fathom how insane it would be to show up to go fishing or like to show up and walk up on your houseboat. And that is what you're greeted with is, again, just this young woman with so much life ahead of her. And she's just on display for everybody to see. So, you know, for me, it really was absolutely heartbreaking. And I think about Giselle's parents and her family and cousins and things like that. And especially when you have such a bright light in your life, to have that extinguished in such a violent way, you know, like, it's just got to be absolutely devastating. So my heart is with the family. Definitely, you know, hoping that they really get to the bottom of what happened to their loved one. And, you know, if Hart is responsible for this, just hoping that he is held accountable and prosecuted to the full extent of the law. Because, you know, I do think it is one thing to murder someone, but it's like an extra step of scary to, again, display that. And I'm sure the thought process was, you know, oh, I'm going to make it look like a suicide, things of that nature. But it's still just, I don't know, it's unsettling and it doesn't sit with me well. So I think for me, especially because I've spent a lot of time on marinas, you know, on the deadbolt test for me, I think I'm going to put this at a 7, just thinking about, you know, where I've spent time. And then again, being a father, you know, Giselle was somebody's child. And so, you know, you're not supposed to see the end of your children's story. And, you know, whenever anything like this happens, it does hit me a little bit harder. So for me, I'm going to put it at 7. That's where I fall on the deadbolt test. But as always, I got to throw it out to the listeners, the locksmiths. Where does the murder of Giselle Salazar Tapia fall on your deadbolt test? You can let us know. Reach out to us on Instagram at Check the Locks Pod. You can find us on Twitter at Check the Locks. And if you're not in our Facebook group, what are you doing? Come hang out with us. We would love to spend some time with you, get to know you, and really just have some conversation. That's my favorite thing about the Facebook group is we get just, you know, talk about these cases and get everybody's opinions and different life experience. And it makes it really, really interesting. And we would definitely love to have you as part of that community. So again, come hang out with us. We'd love to spend some time with you. And also, we want to hear from you, right? So if you like the show, we want to hear your reviews. We want to hear what you think. You can either leave us a review at Apple Podcasts. Just go to Apple Podcasts, find the show, scroll down the bottom, click the 5 stars, let us know what you think. We would love to read those on the show. You can also leave us a Spotify comment. We would love to read those comments on Spotify. Send us an email, a smoke signal. You can also leave us voicemails at checkthelockspod.com. Go on, hit the little voicemail icon. We'd love to hear your voice, love to play it on the show. So if you have any thoughts about any cases that we've done, any cases that you'd like to see, you know, any questions, comments, feedback, anything like that, reach out to us, let us know, because we would definitely love to hear from you. And as always, if you like the show, you like what we do, you want to help financially support us, you can do so by becoming a patron. Head over to patreon.com/checkthelocks, get signed up today. We got a lot of great tiers, exclusive benefits, stickers, coffee mugs, stuff like that. But you also get the episodes ad free. So if you love Check the Locks, but you hate those dang commercials, Patreon is the way to go. So again, that is patreon.com/checkthelocks. Get signed up today. If you want to throw us a bone, help us keep the lights on, we would greatly appreciate the support. And if you can't financially support the show, we definitely understand. Just listening, hanging out with us every week, sharing what we do with your friends and family means just as much, if not more. So if that is you, you're listening, you're telling people to check out this, you know, little engine that could true crime podcast, just know that we appreciate you so much. Again, the way that we're going to grow, get in front of new listeners and continue to be able to do this podcast is by you telling people to listen. So if that is what you're doing, you're sharing the thing that we're passionate about, just know that, again, we appreciate you more than we could ever tell you. That's all that we have for this week's case, but please make sure that you are subscribed to Check the Locks on your favorite podcast app so that you never miss an episode. Olivia will be back with us on Wednesday for our Short on Time episode. And then next Monday, we will be back to normal with another truly terrifying true crime case. But until then, don't forget to check the locks. We will see you next week. Have a great one.